USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's visits to both El Paso and Dayton to offer condolences following the weekend mass shootings were greeted by protests. In public remarks during the trip, the president lashed out at Dayton's mayor and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio over their characterization of his visit with victims hospitalized in Dayton.
I get on Air Force One, where they do have a lot of televisions. I turn on the television, and there they are saying, well, I don't know if it was appropriate for the president to be there, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the same old line. They're very dishonest people, and that's probably why he got, I think, about 0% that he failed as a presidential candidate.
In the investigation of the suspected El Paso shooter, the suspect's mother called local police in Allen, Texas, weeks before the attack, concerned about her son owning an AK-type firearm. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Labor Department saying that 209,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's 9,000 fewer than the week before. Lawyers for the family of the El Paso shooting suspect say his mom called police because she was worried about him owning the gun that authorities say the 21-year-old eventually used to murder 22 people at a Walmart last Saturday. The lawyer is saying that it was a purely informational call that she made to police in Allen, expressing concerns about him owning the gun considering his age and maturity level. A Texas public safety officer told her that because her son was 21, he was legally allowed to own the gun. In California, four people dead in Orange County after a man goes on a robbing and stabbing spree last night. A police spokesman says he is now in custody.
But he does have a criminal history. He has been arrested before, but I don't know what that criminal history is right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Canadian authorities believe they found the bodies of two teenage murder suspects that are linked to three deaths in remote British Columbia. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McClatchy.
At this time, we believe these are the bodies of the two suspects wanted in connection with the homicides in British Columbia. An autopsy is being scheduled in Winnipeg to confirm their identities and to determine their cause of death.
According to experts, laughter is the best medicine. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Experts at the Mayo Clinic confirm that laughter activates and relieves stress response and promotes circulation and can help Alzheimer's patients, and now some comedians are using it to do just that. Danny Klein Modisett is a stand-up comedian in Los Angeles who's founded Laughter on Call after her own mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. She says one-on-one time with a professional comedian has changed her mom's life, improving her mood and her appetite and slowing the disease's progression. And Modisett notes that being able to connect through laughter helps anyone relieve isolation and loneliness. So for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.